these unwanted things, anarth parampara, from where they are coming, Prabhupada is just focusing, from where all these unwanted things are coming. Anarth parampara is coming from where? These are mental desires of various type of sense gratification. They are coming from mind. Why is it called parampara and mind? Because when person leaves the body, mind goes with him. When person leaves the body, mind goes with him. So mind carries all the parampara with him. And in another body, this parampara is stored in the another body also. Mind goes with us. Actually, Yamaraj, when some person dies, he just look for, like when there is a plane crash, when the plane crash, they look for black box. In the black box, there is all information. So Yamaraj, at the end of the death of this body, looks for the mind, which is a black box, having everything black inside. All the paramparas. And he just decode those paramparas and give the another birth according to those paramparas. Mind. So this man, okay? So this, all these unwanted things. You go and look in your house, not brahmachari. Even brahmachari, you go and look in your ashram. How many unwanted things are in your cupboard? One time you wanted that these things are laid, but now they are just lying there. Many unwanted things. And go and look in your house, how many unwanted things are there in your house? You just kept many unwanted things in the almaris. At a time you can wear only one set of cloth. And how many set of cloth are in your almari, Matajilo? How many set of cloth we keep? We need only one. How many we need? Vasanti jiranan yatha vyahaya. When I speak on this word, I say, as many cloths you keep, that many births you have to take. This is the purpose. Vasanti jiranan yatha. As the body, the old garment you get away and get the new garment, like you leave the body and get another body. So brahmacharis at least are safe, they keep two states. More than two states for brahmachari is very dangerous. More cloth means more desire. More desire means more birth. So Mataji's look, they are very much upset. Whole almara is full with so many dresses, means so many bodies we are hanging there. That we are going to take this body, this body, this body, this body. Early days, Prabhupada, in early days he used to wash his cloth in the night, put on a line, next day he used to use them. No, two set of cloth even. That is called no desire. How many unwanted things we have? Wanted things means you need every day. Unwanted things means you need maybe once in a year. Once in a while, unwanted things. Our whole house is full with unwanted things. Actually, we are unwanted in the house, but we are, who knowing that is our house? We are unwanted in the house. Once I was just realizing, I claim that this house belongs to me. Okay, this is my flat. But how many other living entities are living in that flat? Living or not living? How many? Even some rats are there, some mosquitoes are there. When they go out in their own parties, they discuss, I came from this house, this is my house. They claim that house is their house. You claim your house, they claim their house. They are living in the same house. They say it belongs to me. So you say, no, they are wrong. How can they say it? I paid for it. They say, no, we are living here, it's our house. The same formula applies. We think this is our house. So many other living entities are living in this also enjoying. In this body, so many other living entities are living also in this body. Are living or not living? Huh? So many bacteria, when they enter it, we want to kill them because they are entering in our body. So it is not really belonging to us. It's artificial, it's unwanted. Doesn't it look like or not? So, in this way, one accepts different types of bodies within the material world by different desires within the mind. So again, Prabhupada is giving what is the solution, the process. The solution is One first has to control the mind so that the desires of mind can be purified. So repeated birth and death is due to impure mind. Impure mind is cause of repeated birth and death. To purify the mind is the process. Impure mind. So what is the method to purify the mind? This process is described in Narth Panchratra. You know what is that? Narth Panchratra means? Panch means fire, Ratra means night. In five nights, Narad Muni was instructed by Nar Narayan Rishi in Badrika Ashram about the process of worship of Supreme Lord. Therefore it is called Panchratra, in five nights. Panchratra, five nights. And Narad Muni got instruction in Badrika Ashram by Nar Narayan. That's called Panchratra. And what is the process? Sarva upadhi vinura muktam. Sarva upadhi vinura muktam. Upadhi means unwanted. Designations. Vinura muktam. Completely freed from. Tata partha vena nirmalam. Then becomes pure. Nirmal means pure. Nir means no. Mal means impurity. No impurity. Pure. Unless one purifies his mind, there is no question of getting free from material condition. Unless, so what we are doing here? Cheto, darpana, marjanam, what we are doing is, we are executing the process of purifying mind. Antahkaran Shuddhi is called Antahkaran. Purification of Antahkaran. Anta means inner, karan means senses, and inner senses is mind. The major inner sense is mind. Antaha means inner. And karan means sense. And then Srila Prabhupada quote another verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Anartha upashanam upashamanam. Anartha same thing, anartha parampara. Upashanam. How to stop that? Sakshad bhakti yoga adhokshade. By bhakti yoga to adhokshade. Lokasya ajananta, people don't know. People don't know. Lokasya ajananta, they don't know. Vidavansa chakare satvatta sahinta. Therefore, Vyasadev has compiled satvatta sahinta, the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now this will qualify this statement. Prabhupada, when he is speaking, when he is writing, he has just in front of his vision statement of Krishna from Bhagavad Gita or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now this is statement here, when Prabhupada is speaking, it is directly referring to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching Sanatana Goswami. Swartha Jivera are on their own, the living entities, they cannot be awakened. Therefore, out of causeless mercy, Veda Shastra, Sadhu Shastra, Krishna has given Veda, and Prabhupada writes, Krishna came as Vyasadev and he gave the all Vedic literature. Then he sends Sadhu. Then he comes himself as a Paramatma. Sadhu, Guru, Atma. By these three methods, Supreme Lord reclaims the conditioned soul. This is a statement from Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the way really to understand Prabhupada's purpose. Whatever Prabhupada is writing, it has relevance to some statement in some scripture. So this statement is, Vyasadeva has compiled all the Vedic literature, particularly Satvat Santam. Bhagavatam is called Satvat Santam. Satvat means devotee. Santam, Vaishnavanam, very dear to the Vaishnava. Satvat Santa is Bhagavatam. The material misery of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by a linking process of devotional service. But mass of people don't know this, and therefore learned Vyasadev compiled the Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. Unearthed unwanted things come down from one body life to another. Therefore, even when we start practicing devotion, old habits again try to come up. Therefore, we need association. Therefore, we need association of the devotees. Because more devotees, more mind have to help us to bring to Krishna. Otherwise, our mind, which has very much conditioning from many lifetimes, drag us back onto the old track. Therefore, there is a need of temple established. Therefore, we need some temple to establish where like-minded people come together and practice bhakti. So, we need association, therefore we need temple. So, association is the only way to somehow do the practice of bhakti. It cannot be done. That's why for some purpose, like, without temple and association of devotee, you cannot practice devotional service. Particularly in purpose, when Prabhupada was in Australia and that Siddh Sarup and people were living outside the temple, some purpose are specifically on this point, that you cannot practice devotion if you live away from the temple. So therefore, this temple is they are most important. Why can't we make a point to come regularly? Are we going regularly for our business? Are we going regularly for business? And then what we are doing by that? Anartha parampara. We are going for anartha parampara every day. Why we are not coming for swartha parampara every day? Why we don't keep its priority? What is the reason? Things can go in this world. When we will not be here, still the world will continue. All those people who are in the graveyard, they were saying that without us this world will not go. But they are gone, still world is going on. Such attitude hai. Hamare bagar duniya nahi chalegi. Is it true? No. Then why we are not serious? Because our mind is dragging from the last many lifetimes to get little enjoyment, but only little adjustment. If I do this, then I will do bhakti. Little adjustment. But little, only this much I earn, if I fix my house, then no problem. I get my child married, no problem. Then I will do bhakti. And this will never end. This is a parampara which will continue. And from where it is coming? It is coming from conditioning of the mind from many lifetimes. Therefore, it is very easy to understand when devotee says, I am trying to concentrate on chanting, but my mind is going somewhere else. Then I simply said, if I give you half milliliter of scent to apply, and then you go into the big gutter, sewage, when you come out, which fragrance will come out of you? The scent or the sewer? Sewer. So, we have started practicing devotional service for last few months, and for so many lifetimes, we were in a sewer, so that fragrance is coming very quickly. It's very simple. So, we need to be more serious to practice it constantly. Constantly. Prabhupada writes, those who are 24 hours engaged in Krishna's service, Krishna become their intimate friend. And he look after the needs of his friend. So intimate, Prabhupada's purpose of, Prabhupada is saying, as if I am preaching full time Krishna, because Krishna is taking care of me. He's taking care of me, everything is provided. He says, Prabhupada is so clear, crystal clear. 24 hours, those who are engaged in service, Krishna becomes intimate friend. And he look after the needs of his friend. So, when his Prabhupada is writing, he's simply saying, he look after his friend's needs. You have not to worry about anything. But we have still not firm faith on this. I have to do something, maybe Krishna forget it. He never forget. He is abhijya. He knows everything. The first verse of Bhagavatam, abhijya, he knows everything. Past, present and future. We think he might forget us. He will never forget. We are forgetting him, therefore we are suffering. So next line, this unearth, unwanted things come down from the bodily life. One life on earth. To get out of this entanglement, one has to take to the devotional service of Lord Vasudeva Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word Guru is significant in this connection. The word Guru may be translated as heavy or the supreme. In other words, the Guru is a spiritual master. Srila Rishabh gave advice. Now Prabhupada, when he is saying, we have to go to Guru, then what is the definition of Guru? Prabhupada is immediately telling Rishabh Dev as a supreme lord. He instructed, Guru na sasyat na mochyate yaha samupeta mrityum. He should not be Guru who cannot deliver his disciple from repeated birth and death. That is the meaning of Guru. That is what here word Guru, this word Guru, Supreme Lord or His representative, who can get us free from repeated birth and death. Not the Guru who can give us the number of lottery and we get money. These are many Gurus, they are giving number of lottery. Lottery number Guru, many, they are famous Guru. Repeated birth and death, that is called Guru. And Prabhupada immediately quoting definition of Guru is one who delivers his disciple from repeated birth and death. One should not take up the most post of a spiritual master. Now Prabhupada's warning, one should not take up the post of a spiritual master unless he is able to lead his disciple from cycle of birth and death. Bhagavatam 5.5.18. Material action is actually a chain of action and reaction brought about by different types of fruitive activities. Anarth parampara kahan se aati hai? Anand parampara is coming from where? Fruitive activities. Fruitive activity means karma kanda. It means that those people who are not doing karma kanda, they are actually going towards animalistic species of life. Jan tamoguna. Adhogachanti tamasaha. But those who are doing, most of the people who are calling themselves religious and doing so many fruitive activities, they are in this parampara of Geshe's coming back as a human being and enjoying and suffering. This is the cause of birth and death. One can stop this process only by engaging oneself in service of Vasudev. Bhakti refers to those activities performed in the service of the Lord, Vasudeva. Bhakti, why this one sentence is there? Because bhakti doesn't apply to demigod. The worship and bhakti are different. Bhava for Bhagwan, bhaja, dhatu is bhaja only for Bhagwan, not for demigods. So bhakti is only means to Supreme Lord. Because Lord Vasudeva is supreme, one should engage oneself in his service, not in service of demigod. It will be more clear in our verses next. Nard will speak. One should not worship service to the demigods, but to the Supreme Lord. Bhakti means devotional service begins from neophyte stage. From neophyte stage means sadhan bhakti, stage of observing rules and regulation, and extends to the point of spontaneous loving service, raga noga bhakti. The both part of bhakti, Prabhupada is just given in one line. The purpose of all stages is to satisfy Lord Vasudeva. When one is perfectly advanced in devotional service of Vasudeva, one becomes completely detached from the service of the body, that is, his designated position in material existence. Now parameter is given by Prabhupada. What is the parameter? Advancement in devotional service. How we know we are advancing in devotional service? His designation. Then he is detached from the designations. Then when we start chanting every day, then there is a mantra for Bhuta Siddhi. Bhuta Siddhi. You know Bhuta Siddhi? Bhut Siddhi, Bhut means ghost. Bhut means ghost. We are hunted by ghost of this body and its designations. Therefore we are called Bhut. Siddhi means really Naham Vipro Nasa Gahapati Dizvuna Vanaspa. That's what we say. That is what we have to say every day before we start chanting. That's called Bhut Siddhi. Before we do start chanting Hare Krishna, we should identify ourselves that I am Gopi Parta Gopi Bharta Upada Kamala Yoga Dasa 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 Anudas. We have to We have to say every day to this mind, otherwise this mind will say, I am servant of so and so, so and so, so and so. He won't accept this because it's very difficult. So this is what here one line is, detachment from bodily concept and designations. That is the parameter to know that how much we are advancing in devotional service. So you pujari, now you go for book distribution. No, I am pujari. I will not go to book distribution. Again, this is little attachment. Maybe attachment to the Supreme Lord, but is it attachment? It's still designation is there, I am pujari. No. But book distribution, yes, I am going to book distribution. Tomorrow you cook, yes, I will cook. That's what Prabhupada said. Devotee means military discipline. What is asked for, do it. Why? Where? No. Early days brahmacharis, they don't know. Somebody said in the middle of, let's go, he will go. We'll just go. Where to go? I don't know. Where do you want to take me? Take me. What do you want me to do? I will do it. That is the way this movement is spread all over the world. So this is what here says. Detachment from bodily designation. After becoming a detached, one becomes actually perfect in knowledge and engaged perfectly in the service of the Vasudeva. So without detachment, service, so knowledge, service with knowledge will not happen. So purification of mind is process. Then we can really render devotional service. That service, that's what actually, this service which we are practicing now, when it is purified, the whole existence is purified, then that service will be rendered to the Supreme Lord. So Prabhupada is saying very high philosophy. After becoming so detached, one becomes actually perfect in knowledge and engaged perfectly in the service of the Lord Vasudev. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivera Swarup hai, Krishnera Nityadas. Jivera Swarup hai, it means not body Swarup. So until unless we get rid of the designation of body, we are not at this stage of Jivera Swarup. We are serving different designations. As soon as one engages in the service of the Vasudev, he attains his normal constitutional position. This position is called liberated state. Muktir hitva anyatha rupam swarupena sarupena vivasthita. What is the meaning of mukti? This mukti which people say, we want mukti, liberation. Actually, bhakti start after liberation. Bhakti start after liberation. Brahma bhuta prasanna atmana svochati nakanshati is a liberation. Mad bhaktem labhate param, then only those people can get my unalloyed devotional service. After mukti, bhakti starts. Muktanam api siddhanam narayan prayana kotishu, after millions and millions, only one is narayan prayan. And who is narayan prayan? Narad is narayan prayan. The example of narayan prayan is Narad. Prayan is one who has taken complete shelter. One who can enter into the house of Narayan. Narad enter into the all palaces of Lord Sri Krishna and Dwarka. Who can go in somebody's house until unless it's Narayan Parayan? Nobody can go in any house. Parayan means entering into the house. Ramayana means as is Ram's home. Ayan means the place of living. So Narayan Parayan, only Narad is Narayan Parayan. He can go anytime to the Narayan's house. Vaikunth. And talk with him and ask him any question, no problem. That's called Narayan Prayan. Mukti cannot do that. He's just a one spot in a light for some time, a proton moving here and there. You see, he's not Narayan Prayan. Muktanam api siddhanam. Narayan Prana koti to durlabha. Mahamuni, as such Mahamuni is durlabha. Mukti hutva. What is the meaning of mukti? What is the meaning of liberation? Swarupa istiti. And what is the swarup? Service. Our swarup is Nitya Krishna Das. Seva. It's not that our swarup, my swarup is to be peacock like this. No, it is not swarup. Swarup is seva. Not anything else. Whatever form you may be, but service is, swarup is service. Jivera swarup hai Nitya Krishna Das. No other swarup. People go to Siddha people in Radhakund, and when they come in, they still doing like this. What are they doing? Siddha Baba told, I am peacock in Krishna Lila, so I am doing my Swarupa. This is this is not Swarupa. Swarupa means service. Render service, that is Swarupa. In the liberated state, one is situated in his original Krishna conscious position. He gives up all engagement in the service of matter. Engagement, konsi matter ki service hai? What are the service of the matter? Prabhupada, definite. Engagement concocted under the names of social services, service of matter. Number two, national service of matter. Community service of matter. Dog service, automobile service, and so many other service conducted under the illusion I and mine. What is matter service? Service of the matter, either service to the Vasudeva or service to the matter. And matter service includes social service. And this social service, they are Karmakandi Baba. And then national service, community service. Then Prabhupada saw many people are doing dog service nowadays. Dog service, automobile service. What is automobile service means? People too much attached to their fancy cars. They are serving their cars like anything. Cleaning, washing, doing this, that is the automobile service. And so many other service. As explained in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janyatyasu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yat Ahetukam. By entering devotional service under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquire causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. Causeless knowledge means Divya Jnan Hirdaya Prakashito. That the meaning of knowledge is knowledge which is beyond three modes of material. This is called Divya Jnan. That is Jnan. Anything less than that is Ajnan in the name of Jnan. It's ignorance, but we call it knowledge. Divya Jnan Hirdaya Prakashito. That is knowledge. This is called causeless knowledge. Causeless mercy of the spiritual master. Causeless knowledge, Divya Jnan. Hirdaya Prakashito is given in the heart. And detachment from the world means detachment from social service, from national service, from community service. It means detachment from all these different other things. Thus one must engage in service of the Vasudeva without material desire, mental speculation or fruitive activity. Without material desire means karma. Without mental speculation means jnana. Without fruitive activity means karmakanda. Vasudeva service without all these designations. Here ends the purport to these two verses by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. So what is the message? Message is the whole world is living artificial life. Artificial life. They are trying to be happy but they don't know the process. They are only inviting anarth parampara, the suffering from life after life. So only real purpose in life is to get oneself fixed up in Krishna consciousness by rendering devotional service to the Krishna under the guidance of his representative. The representative, the one guru who can get free his disciple from repeated birth and death. That is the message of Narada to Prachin Bharat. But Prachin Bharat was doing so many yajna, people are not doing anything nowadays. So Prabhupada's message is to us right now, what we are doing. So many other services, no yajna, social service, this service, that service. So what we have to do is, we have to be more serious in our devotional service. And we have to preach this message. Preaching is actually more engaging in devotional. This university is also preaching. So many people come and see beautiful deity, that is also preaching. Keeping temple clean is also preaching. Preparing nice prasad is also preaching. So everything is preaching. Everything is preaching. It's not only when speaking is preaching. Anything we do, related to the Vasudeva's preaching. Temple is clean, everybody will come here. Prasad is nice, everybody will be attracted to it. So all the activities is preaching, provided we have only one thing in mind. We have to get out of birth and death. Are we convinced about this? We have to get out of this birth and death. I will get next chance, then I'll do something better. Maybe are we really clear about this? In one purport, this one was in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Next prayashu abhadeshu. Purport as 99% people don't think they have to get out of this material world. 99% people are not really knowing that they have to get out of birth and death. They want to adjust something in this world to be happy. 99%. Are we really serious that we should not come back and suffer in this material world? Are we really serious about this? This firm conviction can only lead us to the pure devotional service. Some adjustment here means still incomplete, not complete. Hare Krishna, any question or comment? Just finish the purport, whatever Prabhupada said. I wanted to just elaborate the meaning of the words which I could understand to make it clear to myself and then trying to share with you. Any question or comment? Everybody is living in dream. Jiva jago, jiva jago. So what do we have to do? Jiva jago, jiva jago. This is our business. When we say jiva jago, we should think we ourselves also, not the others. Always we think others should jago and not we. Why it is not given? Maharaj is saying, why is a causeless mercy without any reason, then why it is not given to all? Why it is given to only few people, not all people? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Prabhupada is saying that Krishna's mercy or mercy of devotee is always available for everybody. But who is the right candidate to receive it? So mercy is available. Mercy is available for everybody. It is, when rain is flowing, it is for all. But who is really getting benefit of it? So causeless mercy of a spiritual master or Supreme Lord is for sincere seeker who has a desire to get the mercy. We desire so many other things, not the causeless mercy. If we desire causeless mercy, it is always available. There is no scarcity of causeless mercy of spiritual master or Supreme Lord. It is always there. But who is the right candidate to receive it? So only those who are sincere, they get the causeless mercy, because they have that container to get it. Who will get this causeless mercy? Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishuna amanina manadena kirtanya sadhari. Until unless we have this humble mood, unless we have tolerance, and unless we have no desire for our own respect or aggrandizement or something, and we want to give respect to such people are qualified to get the mercy.
Mercy is always available, but who is ready to accept it? Prabhupada, Krishna has given me enormous facilities because I am not using a penny for my personal self-interest. So he is giving me everything. One certain place, Prabhupada, he gave me everything. Krishna is giving me enormous. Why? Because I am not using a penny for my self-interest. So causeless mercy is available always for all, but all are not right persons to receive it because they don't have a right frame of mind of humbleness and tolerance and all these things which Mahaprabhu is saying. What is causeless mercy means? Chanting holy name sincerely. That is causeless mercy. The causeless mercy is how to become a devotee. And for that this is the qualification. Is anything, Maharaj, you want to comment on that? This is what is just coming out right now. It is available for all. And Prabhupada gave anybody without their qualification. He made their fortune, but some really came up to that standard and got that utilized, and some did not utilize it. So rain on the stone, rain is on the stone, but it can only little be washed. But then on the fertile ground you can get nice fruits and vegetables and everything. But same rainwater is there. And same one rainwater in a sieve will become, say, what's called moti. Huh? Pearl. The same one drop of rainwater that can become pearl. So such sincere seeker, they are waiting only for the mercy, not getting anything else. They will really shine. Causeless mercy is available for everybody. That's Krishna is so open for everybody. Come and become devotee. Bhavamad Bhakta. For everybody. Not one person. But who is qualifying? That's up to us. Anybody has any comment, question? Yes, Prabhu. Usually fourth canto is called Visarga. The majority of the material is Visarga. Fifth canto is Sthana. Sixth canto is Poshana, mainly. Maybe some other things also. Each canto is something of each. But each canto is one subject matter, if you say majority, so fourth canto is Visarga. Third canto is Sarga, fourth is Visarga. Fifth canto is Sthana, sixth is Poshana, and seventh is Uti, or the Karma Vasana, Uti. And eighth canto is Manvantara, ninth canto is Ishanukatha, tenth canto is Ashraya, 11th canto is Mukti, Mukti, and 12th canto is Nirodha. These are the 10 subject matter like this. Each one canto, one subject matter and major is like this.
They are also related to the canto name, that
the canto. So Prabhupada has given all these names usually. Secondary creation and things are there.